On Monday, city housing and building inspectors began conducting room-by-room compliance inspections of 177 units at the Heritage House on Meadowview Road. Jim Westmoreland is the deputy city manager with the City of Greensboro.
And they're looking for things like holes in walls and ceilings and floors. They're looking to see if the smoke detectors are there, if they're operating, if the plumbing's working, if there's other electrical issues, if everything appears to be sort of clean and sanitary in terms of the conditions of the unit.
Greensboro police accompanied city officials during their visit. Westmoreland says the inspection was prompted by a group of concerned residents who presented a petition to city council last month requesting an inspection of the facility. Police say Heritage House has been the site of dozens of crimes and, most recently, a fatal shooting in mid-October. According to a report by the Greensboro Police and Fire Departments, the Heritage House averages about 2 to 3 calls per day to the city's 911 emergency services.
Things that they have include like narcotics violations, domestic disputes, disorderly subject and crowd control, noise disturbances. Already this year, the police department has responded to 826 calls at this particular complex. The fire department's responded to 272 calls at this complex.
Westmoreland says most of the condominium units at the Heritage House are independently owned. Last month, about a dozen members of the Homeowners Association met with city officials to discuss their concerns. Westmoreland says they are working with city officials to improve safety in the complex and help manage future issues.
They each are doing things a little bit differently in terms of the type of lease that they use, things that they check for in terms of the tenants that are occupying the building, have somewhat limited power in their bylaws or covenants in order to basically operate and manage that facility. So part of what we're working on with them, in addition to the follow-up with the inspections that we're doing today, is working directly with that group to see how we can provide them or equip them with a better set of tools that they can better manage and operate that facility.
Westmoreland says the inspections will run through Tuesday. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.